David and I have had the opportunity to do this presentation a number of times, and I think this is it, right? This is our last one.
I think so. Until the next one.
Until the next one. Yeah. And frankly, it's something that we really enjoy getting to do. We spend a fair amount of time either over in the Capitol or working with our respective organizations, either TTLA, TADC, or ABOTA. Texas ABOTA, to address some of the issues that are affecting our practice. With the help of our friend Guy Choate, we have a PowerPoint that might help. In the course materials is Jerry Bullard's paper, which is, if you're interested in this topic, you're going to learn so much from Jerry's paper that our talk is sort of superfluous, I would say, because it is great detail and very informative. The fact that Speaker Strauss was there this past session changed the entire dynamic, wouldn't you agree, David, of how the legislative process worked. You know, it used to be that the House moved quickly and the Senate moved slowly. Well, those roles flipped this past time, and obviously that's going to change with Speaker Strauss saying he's not running for re-election. Why don't you address a little bit on what you think that change could be?
It's hard to keep up with, even for us that are at the Capitol quite a bit. But as you've heard, Speaker Strauss was the governor, actually, of the legislature. And by that I mean he kept it on as even of a keel as it could possibly be kept on. He had broad bipartisan support. For the most part, every Democrat in the House of Representatives supported his election and re-election over the years.